Tosfos Deoraisa. Okay. So again. So again, we're doing Tosfos is just the same problem we've been dealing with until now, which is why it is by the Araisa it's relevant to use the word Psula, but by the Rabbanon it's appropriate to use the word Yemai.
What is the context?
That is the context.
Is that right?
Inform that means fixing it.
Yemai is the...
I was wondering.
It's a type of takana. Okay. So the Gemara, so Torah tells us to give a second answer. So we did one answer yesterday. Okay. So now tells us to give us another answer. Inami Yishlomar. Okay. So want to read?
Inami Yishlomar is a lesson you can write, Mashma Chorma Durbanva Alma. Upsula Mashma Durbanva. That the word Yemayit implies just a rabbinic stricture.
What was that?
I don't know. I didn't want to use the word Chumrah. And Psula is Machmah Daz Doraisa.
Is that a word, stricture?
I guess so, right? Stricture. Yeah, I think so.
I think you're making it up.
But okay. We'll have to challenge.
That it fits within the rules of English, but you're just making it fit in.
Okay.
We'll have to establish them in after Shir.
Okay, so what's the answer? Pshat?
So Pshat answer is the mashmaos are inappropriate. The mashmaos of Yemayit directly implies a Durbanan and Psula implies a Doraisa. I suppose, I mean...
He says a little more than that. Right? Okay. He says one other thing. He says Chumra Durbanan Ba'alma. Not just Durbanan. Chumra Durbanan Ba'alma. So what do you think? Questions? Any questions?
What's the answer?
What's the answer? Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, why is it a chumrah?
Right. What does it mean, chumrah derban ma'alma?
I don't know if this is too particular an answer, but...
Are you giving an answer?
Questions
and answers. You're not allowed to give answers. Should then flesh out the question first. I know, he's just talking very funny. He's making it like as if it's nothing. Like, yeah, Chumra Derabbanan Ba'alma. Maybe, but it's a halacha. What do you mean? Like, I don't know, what does he mean? Chumra, it's not a chumra, it's a halacha.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't sure if, like, he's even talking about, like, we use chumra, like, he's saying that it's a way that Rabbanan, like, we're made the rest of stricter. We weren't sure.
Well, it's a separate area. It's a separate takana, I guess. Like, Erev. Whatever. I mean, what's he mean? I mean, he's talking like it sounds like he's trying to downgrade like Darabon. Darabon, you could say Yemayit. It's a chumrah, like as if it's like you don't really have to, but it's a chumrah. It's not true. You have to. It's absolutely it's ma'akev, and you're an avayin if you don't. So what, you can't call it psula. I mean, it's not a chumrah. I mean, it really is psula. You know, like I don't know what does it even mean. What psula is? Like, what does he? I guess. What does he mean? So it boils down to that.
That's a fair question.
But my point is, he doesn't really mean, you may say that a chumrah, because it's just a chumrah and the deraisa of carrying or something, you know. But in Ner Chanukah, he also apparently holds would be like a chumrah derban ma'alma, because he's going to ask a question from Ner Chanukah.
It should
be Yemayit. So what's Ner Chanukah a chumrah on? Right. It's a nutakan derabanan. Nutakan derabanan. Apparently he holds that derabanan is a chumrah derban ma'alma. I mean, if you talked like that, you'd get thrown out of the basement. Just the Darabanan. Just the Darabanan. Just the Darabanan. And what does it have anything to do with the Lashon of Yemayit or its Psula? I mean, is he not explaining himself? What does that have anything to do with that? Yeah. It's not optional. See, if it really were a Chumrah, see, simple Pshat, what it would sound like he's saying is that a chumrah, that's the way to say a chumrah. Yemayit sounds like it's a suggestion. You should do it. It's only a chumrah. If it's only a chumrah, that would be, I'd say, you know what? It's a chumrah to eat chal, to drink chal v'yisrael. So that's a chumrah. you should do it. But I can say psula, it's asur to do otherwise. If it really were a chumrah, that would be a good answer. Because that's the way to say it. They can say psula, it's just chumrah. But it's not true. It is pasul, 100%. It's not just a chumrah. You know what I mean? It really is exactly as pasul as anything else. But the institution is only the rabbanan. David.
No, you shut me down already.
Say this, we have to elaborate on the question.
No, well, I didn't have
to
later on, correct.
Okay. I mean, anything in general, it's good to, before you defend it, you have to attack it. You know what I mean? Then you know what you're fully attacking, you know, what you're defending. And also, sometimes asking enough questions could lead you to, you know, rule out possibilities, you know, help you focus in on the problem. Okay, yeah, Michael.
I think that maybe when it says Derabanan Chumra, since it's using the Lashon of Yama'i, that meaning to fix it, that's implying that it would be a Chumra to fix it. It's not necessary to be there, but it would be a nice thing to actually have the Mavor.
That's not true, it is necessary.
It's necessary in order for there to be a
Mavoi. Oh, what about
Ner Chanukah? That would be, it's necessary in order to have for Shemini Nisa. But that would be...
What are you saying? Saying it's necessary in order to be there?
Well, I mean, Sukkah, you don't have to have a Sukkah. I give you someone else's Sukkah.
I mean, you don't have to
carry. Oh, I have to build a Sukkah.
You don't have to carry.
That's his point. That's what he's saying. So you don't have to do it. So it's just if you want to carry, then lower.
So therefore what?
Whatever, it doesn't work out. And it works out because it's a Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With Hanukkah, it's not optional. Hanukkah is
that's
not.
That's what I was going
to say. And because Sukkah also, you don't have to. I don't have to build a Sukkah. I could go to someone else's Sukkah.
No, but in order for that, I would just say that in order for it to be...
Whatever, the Hanukkah question. Yeah, you're right. But in order for it to be an entity of Korah also, it has to be. Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. I know that kind of a problem. I was thinking something like that. But it's... I mean, Korah is as much of an entity as anything else. So, it's Psula as a Korah. So, yeah, I mean, the Darbanan is only Darbanan, but still, but in its own framework, it's Psula. Anything else? Did you guys work on the problem at all?
Yeah.
Not yet this problem.
Not this problem? Which problem?
We didn't see... I don't think we had good pshat in the Tosfos, that's why.
You didn't do pshat in the Tosfos?
No, I don't think we had a correct pshat in the Tosfos.
Okay.
We focused on different things.
Okay. But this is an answer. Maybe it would be a good idea to check in with... Who do you learn with? Michael? Maybe you guys should check in with... who do you guys learn? You guys learn together? Maybe you just get pshat, you know? Confirm pshat.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, do a work on your own, but I'm saying, you know? Because this way you could get work on the problem, you know what I mean? No, yeah, well, I'd work on it also on your own, but I'm saying it then, you know?
Has got something brewing there.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately, I just can't really.
nice terms.
Okay, you want me to give the imprecise version?
What?
Let me get the imprecise version.
Sure. Sure. I mean, I was thinking, like, by daraisa, you have an established, like, a halakhic framework, you know, like, a sukkah is supposed to be 20 amos. Midaraisa, it seems like, right? So it's shy to say it's possible, because there's already an existing framework. But by darbanan, there's no minimum. You see, the Rabbanan, not only did they say that you need a beam, but they also gave you the shear of the beam. So there's no minimum. There's no minimum shear. It could have been, you know, 10 amos for the beam. So it's like when they say, you know, if you have the wrong shear, they can't say really possible, because this is where I can't really put my finger on them. But they can't really say possible because there's no minimum shear that's really required. They're the ones who are making the shear in the first place.
Yeah, but they make it with the shear. Yeah, but they're making it with the shear. You know what I mean? So. In the same breath that they could tell you to make it, they could tell you if you make it higher than 20, then it's right. Plural, you know?
Right.
Like, as much as he's saying there's no shear, there's no entity. Just saying one thing is, you say what the mashmos of the terms would mean. It seems su'a implies you have nothing. But your might implies that there's something, it's just not proper, and it has to be lowered. You can't say lower it if you don't have anything. If halacha doesn't recognize an existence, you can't say it has to be lowered. Say the term lower means you have something. So when it comes to sukkah, you would say, Psula means you don't have anything, which is true. If you have a sukkah above 20, it's not a sukkah. It's a house. It's a hut. It's a, call it whatever you want. It's not a sukkah. Okay? So you can't say lower it. You say it's nothing. It's non-existent. But the problem is when it comes to mavo, you give the same argument. Because you could carry minat Torah, but a korah you don't have. The nature of a korah is a takana midrabanan. And they say if it's above 20 amos, there is no korah. That's not a korah. A korah is a hacker, let's say, something which is noticeable. And it's above 20. You say, that's not a hacker. That's not a korah. That's not what we set up. So you can't say there's an existence. There's no existence to a korah above 20 either. So what do you mean? You have something. You don't have anything. So it seems to be the same thing. Therefore, the term psula should be used across the board. Right? Okay? So even though we really haven't gone anywhere, what? Say that again. Okay, and the term psula implies you have nothing. Right?
Yeah.
You know that? So it means you don't have anything. Your might implies there's something that just has to be lower. And by sukkah, you don't have anything that's above 20. It's no sukkah. It's not a halachic, no halachic status. And mavay also you don't. There's no answer. If it doesn't make sense to you, you're good. It should make sense. It's not an answer yet. So by mavay also it would seem you don't have anything. There's no korah if it's above 20. So even though we haven't really gotten anywhere, and we're still stuck, but I think now we can formulate the question more precisely. Okay,
where is the existence that is still there?
Yeah, how could there be an existence in a mavoi? In what sense could you say that there exists something such that you could then say lower it by mavoi, by a derabanan, where you can't say that by a deraisa? You know what I mean? So the question now is a more directed question, you know what I mean? We just follow the mashmos of the terms, because Tosas is definitely evoking the mashmos. So, what the mashmos of the terms are, and now the question is, yeah, but that still doesn't seem to work out, but at least now we have a direct question. How could you say that Darabanan lends itself to your might, that you don't have anything by Darabanan, just like everything by the Oraisa?
Could you say that the definition?
Okay, again, I'm just giving an example. I said, if I told you to build a house, and you build 90% of it. So would you say you listened to me or you didn't listen to me? So I said, it would seem you could argue both ways. So he said, in what sense did you and what sense did you not? So he said, insofar as the product of the house, there's no house. It's not a house. It's 90% of the house isn't a house. House is livable, entity is not livable. But insofar as you are listening to me, I told you to do like 100 actions. I'd put on this part, that part, you know, all these things. And you did. You can't say I didn't do anything. You listened to me. You haven't fully done it, but it's a process. There are many steps in there, you know, listening to me. For instance, I'd pay you wages, I'd give you 90% of the wages, and if some other guy finish up with the in terms of you're following what I told you, you say, I followed only half of what I told you, 90% of what I told you. But insofar as the product, that's a quality. Is it a house or is it not a house? It's not a house, not a house. It's not a house.
Is it?
Yeah, you can press pause now. Where's the pause? I don't know. So let me ask you, what's the machayev here to listen to the Rabbanans? What's the machayev of listening to it? What's the machayev in listening to build a sukkah, to live in a sukkah? What's the machayev of that? Sukkah Yishuv Shuv Yisrael. What's the machayev of Chanukah? I have to listen to the words of the Chacham. So it's like I don't have an allegiance to the Chafza of Ner Chanukah per se. I have an allegiance to the Derech Chacham, to the Balei Masora, who tell me what to do, and I can't turn away from them. But what I have to do is listen to the Chacham. That's what the Torah tells me. That's the, we're in the Torah. That's where the source. Hashem Shalom Shalom Sivano. Where is it? The Gemara asks, "How is it Sivano? Where is it? Echad Sivano?" God doesn't say in the Torah like Ner Chanukah. It says no. Asos Mendo Hashem Yidulcha. So my obligation by the Rabbanon is to listen to the Devar Chacham. Of course, the Devar Chacham set up a halachic structure, and they're setting up an entity of Ner Chanukah. I'm not saying there's no entity of Ner Chanukah. And insofar as that conceptual structure is concerned, there's no such thing as a half of a Ner Chanukah. But ultimately, what I have to do is true to create a chavtzah shel Ner Chanukah. But that's, so to speak, a vehicle, a means of me listening to the Derech Chacham. That's what the Chacham tell me. But what I have to do is to be a Shema El Derech Chacham.
On the Reisa level, I mean.
Yeah, on the Reisa level. But that's the Mechaya. I mean, ultimately, every Mechaya comes back to God. The Rabbanans don't have an authority.
Right.
The authority is only God's authority. God's authority tells me that the Rabbanan have a secondary authority. Okay, so my primary assignment is to listen to what they say. Now, if they're going to tell me, they don't say things that are just arbitrary, they say things that have tzuras to them. But my assignment is really to listen to what they told me. Okay? In the Oraisa, I have a chiv to build a sukkah. Okay? I have a chiv to build a sukkah. I have a chiv to send a sukkah. Okay? Fine. So now the thing is like this. So now when you're dealing with the Oraisa, so he said, there's no such thing as a half a sukkah. Okay? So if I have a sukkah which is above 20, that's nothing. Can't say, well, I tried to sit in a sukkah. I sat in a sukkah halfway. I built 90% of a house. There's no such thing. It's not the entity. Again, you're in the Derech, your allegiance is to the sukkah itself. There's no other sukkah as an entity in the Torah which Torah created and said, you have to have this. No, it's not it. So that's... That you can't say you might. You might would imply that you've done something. You haven't done anything. You did zero. You didn't build this. Now it's like it's a house. It's something else. It's a hut. It's nothing. But when you're dealing in a Darabanan, where the halacha by the Darabanan, the primary halacha by the Darabanan is that you have to listen to the Derech Chachamim. Okay? Well, listening, like we said, in the house, you could say you listened to me 90% of the way because you basically did almost everything, but you just haven't done it to perfection. So you'd say you listened to me partially. You listened to the Rabbanon mainly in that you started putting up a korah, you put it up. It's just that, you know, you put the nails or whatever, you just have to lower it a little bit. So in listening to them lends itself to a quantitative thing. You could say it exists, you put it up, there's a wood beam there, it's not halachli a korah, but you're involved in the process of doing it. You wouldn't say that I'm just sitting around at home doing nothing, I'm listening. So insofar as my listening to Derech Chachamim, there's a halfway, or whatever, and you could say, you might. You've started a process of putting up a mavo a korah, but you have to lower it.
Doesn't